Today on Inside Austin, we're talking about, of course, what everybody's talking about. That's coronavirus, COVID-19. In this case, we're talking about Travis County's role, response when it comes to Central Health. Central Health here in Travis County, it's taxpayer funded, but a lot of people maybe don't know what it is. To kind of walk us through Central Health and the COVID-19 response and how to get health insurance if you've recently lost your job and your insurance. To help walk us through it all is Yvonne Davila with Central Health. Yvonne, welcome to Inside Austin. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having us.
Now, let's first talk about what is Central Health and what is its role here in Travis County?
Absolutely, John. So Central Health is Travis County's healthcare district. And, of course, our mission, which couldn't be more critical than what it is now during the COVID-19 pandemic, our mission is by caring for those who need it most, Central Health improves the health of our community. Now, Central Health, as I mentioned, is Travis County's healthcare district. And the enterprise of Central Health includes Community Care Health Centers, which is the largest system of community health centers in Central Texas, and Sendero Health Plan, which is our nonprofit community-based health insurance company. And so our role during the pandemic, we've been closely following the developing coronavirus disease, 2019 or COVID-19 outbreak in our region, very, very closely. And we work very closely with Austin Public Health. Now, Austin Public Health is our regional public health authority, and so we're working with them to make sure that Travis County residents with low income, specifically, have access to testing and treatment during the pandemic.
What about testing? Is Travis County and Central Health, are you doing COVID-19 coronavirus testing? Have you started doing that yet?
Absolutely. So we, as I mentioned, part of the enterprise is a community care health center. They're part of the Central Health enterprise. And so community care offers the only COVID-19 testing site in Travis County open to anyone, regardless of whether they have insurance or whether or not they have an established provider. And so people that believe have symptoms, COVID-19 symptoms, can call the COVID-19 hotline. And let me give you the phone number. It's 512-978-8775. That's 512-978-8775. And they can call that number for guidance if they have symptoms or have been in close contact with anyone with known symptoms or anyone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. We also have the community care also has a drive-up testing center, drive-up testing at Hancock, which is right off 35 and 41st Street. The address is 1000 East 41st Street, and you can see the sign on the building. It's Community Care Hancock Health Center, and people who believe have symptoms can call the line if they have questions. But if they are certain that they have the symptoms, which include fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, they can go to get tested anytime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. There's limited testing every day, which is why we're asking people to call the hotline just to make sure that they have the symptoms before they get tested, because we're only testing people with symptoms.
Now, again, there are limited numbers of tests, so Central Health wants to make sure that anybody getting tested is showing symptoms. And Yvonne, can you run through those symptoms just briefly again, what they are?
Absolutely. So they are shortness of breath, dry cough, and high fever. And of course, our providers will screen people who believe they have the symptoms before they get tested, and will ask them a series of questions, including whether or not they've been in contact with someone who has been diagnosed with COVID-19 or has been experiencing symptoms as well.
Okay, let's say somebody has the symptoms and they think maybe they should get tested. Again, what is the first step for that person to take?
They should call the hotline number, the COVID-19 hotline number of community care, and that is 512-978-8775.
And what if somebody does not have insurance? Are they still available for testing?
That's absolutely right, John. As I mentioned, that testing is free of charge for anyone, whether or not they have insurance or an established provider.
And we've been told a lot about, obviously, stay inside the house, don't go outside. A lot of people, even if they could, they don't want to. But a lot of people, they still need medical attention for other ailments outside of coronavirus. What is Central Health doing about that?
Absolutely. People who need to talk to a doctor, see a doctor, that is, and they believe it's not related to COVID-19. Community care patients can call to make an appointment, talk to a doctor over the phone, and the phone number to schedule an appointment to talk to a doctor over the phone is 512-978-8015.
And we've heard a lot about face masks here lately. I guess we're now recommending that, or the CDC, when I say we, I don't mean the disc jockey on the radio, but the CDC and kind of everybody else who knows anything about it, they're recommending that we wear face masks when we go outside. Can you talk a little bit about face masks? If we're going to put one on, what should it be?
Sure, of course. Well, first and foremost, we're encouraging everyone to stay home. That's number one, to stay home. But if people are leaving their home to go to the grocery store, a pharmacy, or another essential trip, Austin health officials are recommending people to wear a face mask in addition to practicing social distancing. That's staying at least 6 feet away from other people at all times. Face masks are known to prevent people with COVID-19 who don't know they have COVID-19 from spreading the virus. So you can and people can make their own masks with items around the house, like a scarf or a bandana or a T-shirt. Again, the face masks are specifically to prevent people from spreading the virus, people who may not know they have the virus, right? And so as we know, the symptoms could take anywhere between 2 to 14 days to actually show up. So people can wear a face mask, and they can use an item around the house to create a face mask. The only thing is that they should make sure that the face mask fits snugly but comfortably against the side of the face, that the face mask is secured with ties or ear loops that include multiple layers of fabric. So if you're doing a bandana or a T-shirt or something like that, make sure that you fold it multiple times. And then allow for breathing without restriction. We want to make sure people are able to breathe. And of course, we want to make sure that it's something that's washable and that people are washing that face mask frequently.
Can I track coronavirus into my home, like on the bottom of my shoes? Is that a possibility?
I'm not sure. I don't have that information with me. We are asking people to just practice social distancing. And I personally, this is just me, not a health official, but I personally take my shoes off every time that I walk into my house.
Right. I was starting to wonder if maybe the Japanese have had it right all along, because, for seemingly forever, Japanese have always taken their shoes off before they enter the house. And when they go outside, forever and ever, maybe since World War II, in Tokyo, it seems like every time you see a picture of somebody, they're wearing a face mask. So I wonder if the Japanese have been onto something this whole time.
Honestly, I think it's safe to just wear a face mask in general. And I think it's safe for people who may not know that they have the disease because they're not exhibiting symptoms. It's just safe hygiene to make sure that they're not spreading the virus. John, let me tell you something that I meant to tell you earlier about accessing care remotely. In addition to accessing being able to schedule an appointment to talk to a doctor or a provider over the phone by calling 512-978-8015, people can also have their prescriptions mailed to their home. And I'm talking about community care patients can have their prescriptions mailed to their home. And they can do so by calling 512-978-8139. And this is a free service. Again, the number is 512-978-8139. And this is to have their prescriptions mailed to their home so that they don't have to go to the pharmacy. Again, we're trying to avoid, having people go outside the house as much as possible. If they prefer to do so, they can pick up their medications by curbside at the Central Health Southeast Health and Wellness Center on 2901 Montopolis Drive, which is in Southeast Austin.
Yvonne is with Central Health. It's Travis County's Central Health. If you have any questions, any information you need about Central Health, you can find a lot of it on their website. It's centralhealth.net. Yvonne, there's a lot of newly unemployed people, unfortunately, because of this coronavirus pandemic and the financial crisis it's causing. What about people who are losing medical insurance and their medical coverage? What can they do about getting coverage and health care?
That's right, John. Unfortunately, that is the case because of containment measures. Many people have been either losing income or losing their jobs. So if you've lost a job or had a chance in income, you could qualify for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace. If someone believes they may be eligible, they can call Sendero. That's also part of the Central Health Enterprise, Sendero Health Plans. It's our nonprofit community health insurance company. And then they can call at 1-844-800-4693, and they can help walk them through the process. Otherwise, if they're not eligible for a Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace insurance, they may be eligible for local health coverage programs such as Central Health Medical Access Program. Many people are familiar with the MAP card. That's Central Health Medical Access Program. There's also a Medical Access Program Basic, the MAP Basic Program. Or they could be eligible for Medicaid or Children's Health Insurance or CHIP. In Travis County, we ask people to call Central Health at 512-978-8130. 512-978-8130. People can talk to somebody over the phone. We can mail people an application and with a free return envelope, so they can put it in the mail, and we can get them enrolled that way. That way they don't have to go talk to somebody in person. Again, we're trying to limit people from going outside as much as possible and trying to make it easy for people to do everything remotely.
And Yvonne, I'm guessing that Central Health also has Spanish-speaking employees as well, right?
Absolutely, John. I myself, as you can probably hear my accent, I speak Spanish as well. But yes, we definitely have bilingual staff to answer the phone and talk to people over the phone. Absolutely.
All right, Yvonne, in the last, say, minute, 30 seconds we've got left here, what did we leave out of the conversation? What would you like to add to this segment?
Well, other than the fact that we just want people to be safe, practice safe social distancing, and just, you know, wash their hands every time they get a chance, wash their hands for 20 seconds and just make sure that they're being safe and staying healthy, that we just want everyone to stay healthy.
All right. That's Yvonne with Central Health. Centralhealth.net is the address. Yvonne, I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll have to get an update from you in the coming weeks on what we can do about this pandemic and testing and kind of what the future holds.
Thank you, John.
Catch up with past interviews and more online at our website. Just go to talk1370.com/insideaustin.